Say something again.
Testes, testes.
All right, well, that's going to be the beginning of it.
Okay.
welcome to episode 102 of Whip Snap. This is an old friend of mine. I think the last time we talked was maybe 2019.
Yeah, I think we, was it a script?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can actually imagine specifically. Well, first off, this is Zach Wood. I don't know if you're going by Zach Jack Wood.
I really go by it, anything. Depends on how I feel at the moment.
Okay. I kind of want to introduce you a little bit. Zach Jack, which by the way, that's a very cool middle name. That's like a very Incredibles kind of thing.
I know. It's kind of a blessing.
You're a writer. You're an actor. You write your own stuff. You do a lot of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a couple of shorts of yours with Scott Kennedy, who I had a couple episodes ago, who we're both friends with. Mm-hmm. He was in a few of your shorts as well. And your shorts, I don't know if me and Scott talked about it, but the short where you and him, it's the hunting one.
Yeah, hunting buddies.
That one is so funny.
I love it.
I don't know if you have a favorite out of yours. Like, I don't know how many you've done with him. But that one, I don't know. That one was just like, it's very, the premise is simple. Like, it hits every beat you need. It's funny. There's a good, like, what's it called? Tagline. I don't know. It was very good. Can you plug it really quick so we can, like, show it, let the audience know
it's on YouTube? Absolutely. Yeah. So me and my buddy, Brian Hudkins, co-wrote it. He's like the co-genius of the whole thing. So we call ourselves the Worst Productions, and you can find it if you just search Hunting Buddies Worst Productions on YouTube. Should show up. We have like a logo.
I'll also put it in the description of the episode. So,
okay. Yeah. I can send you links if you need, whatever works.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was really fun. Filming with Scott is awesome too.
Do you ever release like gag reels or bloopers? Because I can imagine those would be so fun to release.
You know, Brian and I, we did for our first one, we did it during COVID when it was other actors. That was really fun. I could definitely, like, I would love to actually look through. There's so many funny moments because it's such a bare bones, like, set. Like, it's literally just me and Scott and then Brian doing everything else, holding a camera, setting up whatever, doing sound. And there's just so many, you know, fuck-ups that are, like, hilarious in between it all. And we never know our script, so we're always, like, forgetting lines, having to cut, retry.
I've been told if you're an actor, well, I don't know if this is true or not. I feel like this is true. You don't want to be, like, completely off-book when you're in a scene or something. It doesn't matter what you're doing, but you don't want to be off-book because then you're too glued to the thing, and there's no room for improv or loose stuff. I don't know if that's how you do your stuff.
I mean, it depends on how... like if you memorize it all, that's great. If you like are really like diligent about saying the right lines, that's not so great, because then you naturally wouldn't say certain things, so they come out weird.
Yeah,
like, I've had that a lot with like I've done a few like short films for students here, and like I'll read it and they'll be like, can you try that again? I'm like, yeah, do you want me to like go off book a little? Like, yeah. I've mostly been like focused on writing lately.
Okay, same. I mean, I don't know why, but I think before college, I didn't really care about it. Maybe like a little bit of rapping and then maybe some poetry. That's really about it. And then when I went to college, I took a screenwriting class, and then I've been obsessed with it ever since.
It's fun.
Oh my God, it's so fun. And I was telling Scott about this. I think maybe it was like someone else. Maybe Johnny Butch told who was in an episode as well. But like writing most of it, it's just sitting at the desk and thinking. You're not even typing. It sucks, but it's fun.
I am like, there's like I'm like a really bad distractible writer, or not distractible, but I have
distractible
like
a word?
Distractible, I think it is.
We'll Google it later.
Yeah. I usually have like in the corner, like Twitch going on, so I can stare at something while I'm like thinking.
Oh, wait, you can do both? Because I can't have anything in front of me. I just have to have my thoughts. If I'm watching something, it distracts me. I'm distractible.
I am too. Like, it's kind of like sometimes I need to shut it off, but it's like my default. And like, I'll just look at it and I'll watch someone play Overwatch while I'm like thinking. And then I'm like, oh, yeah. And sometimes I'll just watch it and not think at all, which is something I probably should get over, but
yeah. I always when I was so I don't know if you know this format of this podcast, but I don't plan anything. I have no planned questions, but I was trying to think of like what to talk about. I'm like, oh, we can talk about like the experience we had with like summer camp with Scott and all of that stuff. But then I was like, oh wait, we also went to the same high school.
Yeah.
We were also in the same classes, or at least maybe one.
Maybe. Dude, high school was like a different time for me, man. I was like I had such weird priorities as a high schooler.
What do you mean?
Like, I just wanted to like be liked. So like every class I was in, I was like just trying to make my kids, you know, the people around me laugh, be liked, and like
I don't know if you remember this. Maybe you do because I also want to be liked, and I remember more like bad moments than good moments. So maybe you do remember this. But we were in Lifetime Sports together, which was a class of just like baseball,
frisbee.
Yeah. And there was, oh my God, this is, I just remember this. We were leaving class and you folded your shirt in like Britney Spears kind of. We can't see the visuals, but yes, he's doing it right now, but it's okay. Yeah. We're doing it. So he's folding, imagine Britney Spears. And you did that. And you said something like, does anybody else want to do this? And nobody listened. Nobody said, nobody responded. And you just go, guess not. And then you just undid your shirt.
Yeah, dude. Prime example. I'm just like, what can I do to make people laugh? Are there upperclassmen? I'll do something funny. Like, literally. I remember we were playing basketball, or like we had like little teams, like 3-on-3. And like every time I shot the ball, I'd say something stupid. And like these upperclassmen just loved it. And I just made myself look like such a fucking idiot.
Were you talking about a class I was in with you, or a different class?
I can't remember who was in anything, dude. High school? I think it's because I smoked so much weed when I got college. I can't remember shit about high school.
You got so distractible with that weed.
Yeah, dude. Like,
I remember I was also, maybe you weren't in this class, but I was also shooting a lot. And instead of, you know how like people, when they shoot it, they would say wet?
Yes.
I would say hot and soapy. And people would catch on. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. We were the same people, man. We were the same. You were homeschooled before that, though, right?
That's another thing, too. I forgot you knew that. I was homeschooled before freshman year of high school.
So, like, you not only did you, like, have that those, like, high school, like, nerves that all young boys have, you had, like, the whole public school nerves on top of it. Like,
homeschooled is annoying because all of the classes that I was taught, and then you go into public school, I know nothing. Like, I was taught Latin. My dad taught me Latin. I don't know shit about Latin.
I know we definitely didn't go with the type of school where we learn Latin.
did you study the language, though, in high school, right?
I took French because I heard that, what was his name? Mr. Say a fake name
because I'm tired of editing stuff out.
Mr. Crunchy. he had like an easy A class, and even though I wasn't like a student that needed an easy A, I just wanted it to be easy as hell, so I took an easy A.
Yeah.
And I took French. And
do you know any French now?
Je sais un peu de français. Je parle le français au université.
Okay, I think the first thing you said when I asked, do you know a little bit? Did you say I know a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Okay. French. After that, it sounded like you said you were going to Universal Studios.
I did go there once, actually. I think
it's good.
The summer after senior year, I went there.
It's fucking awesome.
It was not awesome for me.
All right.
I mean, my parents are going through a rough time. they're good now. but no, I took it in college too. It was like my language choice there as well.
So what did you just? Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I did not graduate college, just for all those people wondering if they want to hire me.
What you just said in French, I still don't know what you said. You did say you knew a little bit. After that, what did you say?
I took it in university.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. I took 2 years of Spanish in high school, and I don't know anything.
That's okay. I don't remember. I don't. All I remember is the bare basics of French.
Was there any class? Wait, you did? Did you? You played an instrument, didn't you?
Yeah, I took band up till junior year, and then senior year decided I needed to be cooler.
I was going to say, I wasn't trying to diss you, but I feel like anybody that's in band in high school, I feel like you're just trying to get hit.
The thing is, I felt like our band was pretty cool. Mainly, so I played the French horn, and I hope
you were speaking French inside just a horn. Michael Bublé.
Croissant. It actually gets kind of shaped like a croissant. Not really.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, that's a weird instrument. That's like a, it's like a shell.
It's the one you fist when you play it.
I don't know. I had a I have a different YouTube history.
Google French fisting or French horn fisting. French
fisting horn. No, I kind of want to Google French fisting now.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Talk about a wee wee.
But I took it. I chose that instrument in what, like fifth grade? They like have a day where you go to the high school and you like check out the band and you like, do you want to start band, little kid? And I was like, the French horn, that's a weird one. I want to play that one. But then all the senior, junior French horn players in high school when I was a freshman were really attractive women. And I was just like, wow, band is cool. I like all four of them. Five, I don't remember. I was just like, this is a great little group to be in. I'm happy to be here.
Did they think, because it's kind of like a guy joining cheerleading to be next to all of the women, but all of the women now think he's gay. I'm not trying to compare cheerleading to band, because band, I feel like as a guy, band is a little bit cooler. But was there any moment where, not even band related, did anybody at all in high school think you were gay?
I'm sure there were moments. I had a fear of it. Like, I was afraid people would think I was, because I hadn't had a girlfriend. I did theater. I did band. I'm like, I have a pretty feminine look about me.
Yeah.
I had a twin sister who I looked more like her than she looked like me. But I think with band, it was me, I'll just
give
say
some, give some me, fake names.
Victoria and Andrew was like quite flamboyantly gay, like way more like, and so just in comparison, I never really thought like I was the gay one.
When I joined public school, we went to the same high school, Seaman High School. I'm trying to make a joke about that because I do stand up, but I'm like, every joke about that has been done. Mm-hmm. And I'm so bored of those because it's called Seaman, blah, blah, blah. And I think someone on the, it says in the school that the main guy was erected in 1924. I've heard all of these jokes. So it's like, I don't know, but you guys can make your own jokes about it. But when I knew I was going to that school and I knew you were going in it, I was like, oh, okay, me and Zach both did improv at this theater. Maybe we'll both be in some theater classes together. That'll be awesome. And then when I finally joined the improv group, you decided to not be in it. Unrelated. I don't think it was because I was in it.
Unrelated.
Yeah.
Part of it was the other people in it annoyed the living shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think the faces I'm imagining, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also faces that were very good.
There were very good faces. I also didn't like the teacher.
I hated the teacher too.
I didn't think she liked me. I didn't like her.
Because it's a bit. Her character's a bit. I'm like, you can let go of the bit.
Yes. She's like always a bit. And I was like tired of it.
Weird because, sorry.
I was going to say, I did a lot of that in high school too, because I was also in the coveted show choir. I like auditioned and got in, and one year of it, I was like, I'm done. This isn't for me either.
I auditioned and I did not get in. And I actually remember I auditioned for show choir, and the guy who picks the I guess the show choir teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was picking the people, but I was singing a song. I think it was from fucking like Footloose or something. I don't even know, but I was singing it, and then he goes, "All right, you're good." And then out loud, I go, "Ouch!"
Yes. Oh man,
and I didn't mean to do it. I meant to. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Because you, like, he's trying to soften it, and you're just like, didn't work. I felt that. Yeah.
I just realized also the edible kicked in. That's why I'm all over the place.
I could see it. I was like, Greg might have an edible kicking in.
I'm touching my hair. I'm moving my legs all over. I already have ADHD. And then when the edible kicked
when I get high now, I get an incredibly like noticeable and high heart rate. That's why I don't do it anymore. I was drugged on a film set last March. Last year. And that's the last time I really got high. Like,
wait, the drug, did you know you were getting drugged? Was it they did it and you didn't know about it?
All right, here's the setting.
It was 1998.
1998. I was slinging cocaine. It was a short film self-funded by this guy. And it took place, it was about a yoga retreat, and it took place on site at a yoga studio in Brooklyn. I won't say their name because they don't deserve to be plugged because this is their fault.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You'll learn. basically, like, we do it in this place. It's full of crystals and gongs. It's super dark and like pillows and blankets everywhere. And they actually offered to like make lunch for us. We could have got outside catering, but it was cheaper. And they're like, yeah, we have a kitchen. We'll make you lunch. Everybody gets lunch. It's buffet style. Everyone eating the same food. Except there's like these two like spanakopitas off to the right.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's like a Greek cheesy Danish type food. Or maybe it wasn't a spanakopita. I always think it is.
Spanakopita sounds like those bugs that come in seasonal in Kansas. What are those? And when they go away, the
cicada.
Cicada, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's two cicadas there, and I ate one. And then about an hour in, now mind you, I'm surrounded by like hot people again. When I'm around hot people, I feel inadequate. I feel like I gotta act up and I gotta be hot. But I just started feeling really weird, and I went to go poop, and like there are these tiny stalls, and like I felt like the whole world disappeared. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm in a stall. Where am I? And like I'm getting high. How am I getting high?
Whoa!
What happened? And I come out, and I'm like talking to people, like, you guys feel weird, and all of them are like, no. And then they're like, it must be the vibes, the crystals. I'm like, no, I feel high. And like, we just go on filming, and I finish the day, and like, I'm just like, I gotta go home. And I lay in my bed, and like, my heart's racing. I'm like, I'm high. This is crazy.
So, the two, what were they called? Not cicadas. What were the actual things called?
Spanakopitas? I don't know what they were. They were pastries.
Pastries. The, you know who drugged them?
So, I do, I suspect. So, the second day, we shoot two days.
Okay.
Yeah. I come back. I'm normal. I'm like, guys, was I weird yesterday? Like, yeah, you were weird. Like, trust me, that's not the real me.
Dude, I say that when I'm not even high the day before.
Yeah, dude. I tell them, like, guys, that was weird. Like, I was high. I'm sure of it. Like, I don't know. And then we eat lunch again, and I ask the chef, was there anything in the food yesterday? CBD, THC, anything? And she looks at me and she goes, no, I don't think so. Like, that could never happen, right?
Okay, yeah.
We finish shooting early. I leave. Right as I leave, I'm getting high again. I'm like, oh, fuck. Thank God we're going because I am weird again. And same thing.
You ate the same thing?
No, I didn't eat the same thing. I ate, like, the thing everyone else ate. And then at 7 p.m., I get a call from the producer, and he's like, Zach, you were right. Like, we had to send a guy to the hospital. There's something in the food. And I was like, I kind of cheered. I was like, I'm not crazy. Yeah, I'm not crazy. And it turns out, like, they have weed butter in their fridge and, THC weed butter, not just CBD butter.
Yeah.
And like, the director is like, I'm gonna sue. Like, this is crazy. You got my whole set, like, high without telling us. And she denies it. she gets asked by the police, and she says there's not even a chance it could have happened. When she looks at me, she says, "Oh no, I don't think so." And then she
when your voice gets high pitched, you a fucking piece of shit.
So that's the story, and I just like I don't want to get high again.
That is so okay. For some reason, when you were telling it, I thought it was just you. I thought someone had something against you.
No, but just the first day. It's because I ate that thing to the side that no one else ate.
That is wild. Yeah. I've never been accidentally drugged, and that's probably why I still smoke weed. Do you remember? Do you have the first time you got high story? Like, do you remember that? Do you have that?
Yeah. Did you? Have I told you that story?
No, because I have one because we were talking about weed, so I had one and I was like, oh, let me ask him as well.
You go with yours because I feel like I just spoke too much and then I'll share mine.
All right. The first time I got high, like actually high, it was an edible. The first time I got like smoking a blunt or whatever, it just didn't hit me. I don't know what, but I moved it to California when I was 19, went to college. My neighbors at the time invited me to their place and we all had an edible and stuff. And I don't really care about chicken nuggets from McDonald's. I just, whatever, but I was craving them so much. And then I was like, you guys want to go get like McDonald's chicken nuggets at McDonald's? And they were also high and they thought I was doing a bit. So they were like, yeah, actually we have chicken nuggets right now. And they gave me a big box of cookies and I was genuinely upset. I threw the whole thing of cookies on the floor and I go, these are fucking cookies. Everybody was laughing. I was so mad. It's very tough for me when I don't know why. It's very tough for people to like understand when I'm mad. And I fucking hate that. Cause people always think I'm doing a bit, but I wasn't doing a bit. I was so upset. I found something else to eat. And then we were all chilling still. And then I decided to talk. Everyone was still in the room, but the only person I was talking to was a poster of Deadpool.
Okay.
And everybody, like, it was like a conversation. It was like me, a bunch of people in front of me, and then the poster. So I was talking to nobody through people.
Were the people you were talking through listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they were listening at the conversation that I was talking to no one with.
That's amazing. You got fucking high.
Yeah, I don't know how many milligrams. Now I'm good on like 5 or 10, but that was maybe, I'm going to guess maybe 25. It wasn't a lot.
That's a lot still. 10 is a lot for me, man.
And then the final thing that happened is as I'm leaving, my roommate had to help me go because I was like too high to move. So we it was in an apartment. So it was just like my room, my apartment, my place was just like 10 feet away from the neighbor's place. So I walk out the door. We're walking through the hallway in front of these other strangers just in the hallway. And I'm pretending I'm on the moon. And I'm just slowly walking with my feet and I'm going like. And then my roommate who's trying to help me go inside, he's like, yeah, Greg, you can stop that. You're not on the moon. And these fucking strangers are just watching a guy that just doesn't have any experience with anything. Yeah, just, man. Figuring out, it looks like I'm figuring out how to walk for the first time.
That's amazing. You get very goofy when you're high, which is good.
Yeah, but if I need to be serious, like if I need people to not know I'm high, I'm good at also blending it.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's very obvious. Yeah, I was.
I'm like sitting there, like trying to keep it all together the whole time. I'm like, can anybody else feel my heart rate?
Does anybody want to touch me right now?
Yeah, please touch me and tell me it's crazy, right? And I've even had my girlfriend do it. She's like, it feels fine. I'm like, no, it's trying to get out.
Oh, so you get like super anxious then when you're high?
I do. Yeah, I used. I think. So I did a lot of dabs in college.
That might be it. That would do it.
That's probably part of it. But there was one point where my friends told me, you're really quiet when you're high. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And I'm realizing like the first 2 or 3 months I'm hanging out with my friends doing this, I haven't been talking. I've been thinking I thought so much. I feel like I exploded with like new ideas and stuff these first few months. And I thought I was talking about so much of it. And it turns out I've just been thinking it in my head. I've been like totally absent from the conversation like the whole time. Like, it blew
me away. The first time you were high?
So that story is fun, but I might hop it over to this time I got the most high ever.
Okay.
But the first time I wanted it. It was the very last. Yeah. So it was the last day of junior year, and like I was just ready to like be a cooler person, be like do something fun. I wanted to be a party guy. Like I didn't want to like get fucked up, but I wanted to like go to a party once.
How old are you when you have this thought? Do you know?
15 going on 16 16 going on 17. Junior
year. Okay, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. And I ask RW, do you smoke? I'm just like, hey, do you smoke weed? And he just looks at me, he's like, yeah. I'm like, can I smoke weed with you after school? And he's like, sure, dude.
Did you know this guy? RW, I don't know if that's a fake name or not. Did you know this guy beforehand?
I knew him. Like, we had classes okay. together. We made jokes. He's a funny dude.
Okay.
And he's just like, yeah, come hang out. And so I go to this truck with him, LP, and then some guy who looked like Mr. Crocker from Fairy Godparents. Fairly Oddparents. Like, he looked like he had his ears on his neck. He was like a goofy looking guy. I didn't like him at all. Like, bad vibes from the start. But we just drive around, share like two joints, I think, and it's 50 Cent Corn Dog Day at Sonic.
I remember those times. That, yeah. I love those days.
So we go there, and I think I got like four.
That's not enough. I'm sorry. Next time, get like four and a half at least.
I think I ate all of them, but usually I don't get that hungry when I'm high, actually. It's kind of weird.
Oh man, that's a whole. Yeah. I get the munchies. It's insane. I'll eat anything.
I do like enjoy food better, but I don't like. I don't want to eat a bunch.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed those corn dogs like the most delicate little angels they were. But my twin sister showed up there, and I didn't know that she was into any of this at the time. So I thought she was gonna like snitch on me and like think I'm a fucking loser. So I'm like hiding the whole time, trying to like make her realize that I'm not high. Like I can't hide it. Like my eyes turn the most red when I'm high, dude. But that all went fine. And then they dropped everybody else off. I was the last to be dropped off back at the high school parking lot. And like, I'm so body high. I can't drive. I'm dizzy.
You're not going into class, are you? You're just getting
dropped off. No, it was the last day of school. And it was after school got out.
Okay.
And then I just sit in my car. There's like three cars left in the whole parking lot. And like up in the little drop-off circle, you know, up at Seaman, there's just the security guard car sitting up at the front, like unoccupied, I think. But like okay. I'm sitting in my car thinking like, there's a guy in there. There's a cop in there. There's a cop in there and he's looking at me and he knows. He fucking knows. And so I like just kind of like lower my driver's seat and lay totally flat acting like the car is empty, and I have no idea how long I did that. Time passed at a totally imperceptible speed.
I bet it was only like 10 minutes
probably.
You're like, dude, I'm so hungry. Has it been like an hour or two? I miss my mom.
It could have been an hour. I really don't know.
I'm sorry.
But then I just had to muster up the courage to drive home. I was like, I can't drive. And I shouldn't, but I need to go home. And I just took like a 10 mile per hour to like, it's usually less than a 5 minute drive home. It took me like 15.
I feel like a cop would pull that. That's when the security guard should catch you.
Yeah, right.
Well, you're driving slower than he's walking.
Then I went home. My grandma was there. I just said, hi, grandma, and slept for 6 hours. You said you're writing one, your seventh draft. I'm going to pitch it. Or give a summary.
Wait, my script?
Yeah.
Oh, my new feature?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to read it. It's not a comedy. It is a psychological thriller. So it's about someone who's house sitting, and as she's house sitting, this family. As she's house sitting for like 5 days, there's an intruder that comes in either in the balcony or through the front door, and she's trying to figure it out. And as she's battling this intruder almost every night, she's also recollecting an experience that her memory has erased.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Elevator pitch. Here's my elevator pitch. I already got fired. I fucking zoned out because I got high.
You're like, this is my floor. You go up the stairs.
Oh, I run into the door. The door's not open.
You fall. You go through it and you fall right through the crack into the chamber and die.
As I'm falling, I'm like, I'm sorry, I had to go. And then I just break my back. So yeah, my script is about a teenage girl who house sits a house, and then she gets. Oh my gosh,
I think you can cut out the house sits a house part. I think house sitting implies that there's a house involved, Greg. Unless that house is like a live being that she's like taking care of. Oh yeah.
As I'm talking, I'm like, I'm going to cut this out. And then I got to keep all of this
in.
Yeah,
you got to keep the laughs. You got to.
Oh, fuck. Also, I'm snorting. It's a new thing I'm doing. I don't mean to snort.
Is it because?
But as I'm laughing.
Your nose is stuffed. I'm going.
I got a fucking deviated septum. But then I've been going like, and I don't mean to. And I fucking hate it about myself.
You're growing, Greg. You're becoming an old man.
No, but I'm 26. My growing should have stopped at 25.
No, that's a lie. You're gonna shrink now. It's part of shrinking. Shrinking is growing when you think about it.
Fuck. That's right. That's like that movie Twins.
Yes, I haven't seen it, but
me neither. I haven't seen it either. I've just seen the poster. My dad sent me I bought like a motivational book, and it's tough for me to read a book about a guy telling you what to do, because I'm like, anybody can tell me what to do.
That's true. I mean, these, like, the people that tell you what to do that write like something like this, they
no, I'm sure they're good. I'm saying I need to not think that. I think it's the jealousy. I think that's what it comes from. I'm like, he made a book.
The envy.
Of just the envy, I think is what it is. Yeah. It's like, he made a book and he has thoughts. Why can't I have a book and I have thoughts?
I was just like, thinking that, man. Like, today, it was this morning. I was like, I'm pretty envious. Like, I see someone on, our Zoom
in. No, I had to keep going. I'm just going to invite you again.
Like, I see someone on, like, TikTok or Instagram, whatever. They're doing great. Like, whether it's, like, any sort of comedy, any sketch videos, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, fuck them for doing better than me.
Yeah, or like when you see like an SNL sketch and you're like, that's what they kept in. That's shit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I worked for SNL.
You did or you do?
I think I still do.
What does that mean?
I was a PA for them.
Don't say too much. You might be the next Shane Gillis.
Yeah, maybe. What happened to
him? But then you host SNL.
Wait, he hosted it. He did great, right?
Yeah, dude, it was so good.
I didn't watch it. I haven't been watching them since they haven't had me back. But, yeah, I was a PA for them last year, and then this new year came, and I just haven't, like, been on it at all.
Are you still on, like, what's it fucking called? Like, the website of employees?
I think I'm still on payroll. I'm still, like, I don't know. I'll see if I get any, like...
Do you want to call them?
I've been trying, meaning to, like, message my production coordinator, but she's, I don't know. I don't think she likes me, but I need to reach out and get confirmation at least.
Can we keep this stuff in?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah, dude. I'm happy.
I've never had a guest where you almost made me spit out my water. Oh my God. So you worked on SNL. What was that like? Fuck. Maybe Scott talked about it. Possibly. I think Scott talked about it, and now I'm just remembering that he did. But that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. I got it through LinkedIn. I messaged a guy who I searched PA SNL. I found a dude, and I was like, "How'd you get your job?" And then 3 months later, he's like, "I'm leaving. You want me to put your name in?" And I'm like, okay.
Dude.
And then I got it. Which is just
that
crazy.
Must have been wild. Was it cool? I can imagine it's fucking cool.
It's cool, but it's also underwhelming in a way.
Underwhelming?
Underwhelming, yeah. I was part of their film unit, so I only worked on the things that they shot on film to play in between the live show.
Like the short films, yeah.
Yeah. And I was a driver, so all I did was like pick up a van, wait at the studio, go pick up props, take equipment back to the place they rented it from. I got to be like a set PA like twice in between all that, which is really fun. Like being on set is great.
Is there anything you want to plug? I will put in the Wuss Productions. That's your company.
Let's see. Yeah, the Wuss Productions. We only have a Facebook and a YouTube and a TikTok. So look us up on all those platforms.
Can you send me those and so I can like copy and paste it into the description?
Yeah. Oh, and an Instagram. I'll send you all those. I'll email you. Sweet. Professionally email.
You can do Instagram. I don't give a shit. You can do either one. To be honest, I'm more on Instagram, but if you want to email me, I'll respond as well.
Sure. Man, I don't know. I guess the film I was just in, actually, that I was talking about, that was, I got drugged on. I was just an extra. You barely see me, but he just released it on No Budge, which is like a streaming platform for zero budget films. It's not zero budget, because I gave them a zero budget film and they said it's not good enough. I'm like, bitch, there's $0 in this.
Of course it's not good. I'm saving money right now.
It's called Silent Yoga by Charlie Sosnick. We don't need to link it, but if people want to search for it, because I think you need to subscribe to see it. That's all I can think of to plug. Personally, I'm working on a script, so you can reach out to me on Instagram and ask me to pay me for the script. You can give me money and make my day job better.
Is this something where, like, since I'm sending you a script, do you want to send me that one? Because if you want to, I'd love to read it, but it's up to you.
It's not finished, so it's it's technically a second draft, or more like a fifth draft, but it's like, it was a short, then my friend said, no, it's a pilot. I finished the pilot, and then I got notes like, oh, you should actually make it this instead of that, so now I'm making it that instead of what it was, and I'm like halfway through it.
That made sense. That was very like Stephen Hawking.
Is that Stephen Hawking?
It was very philosophical.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I'm not saying you sound like him.
It was this, and then I can't even do it.
I can't do it either. That was so bad it wasn't even offensive.
Good thing that you can't see the video, because I assumed the fucking position to try to get it. Oh. Yeah, we should do it before we get canceled.
Yeah.
I have all the time in the world. My girlfriend somehow has not showed up at home. So like,
what does she do?
She works at a medical aesthetics like place. They do like Botox and like facials.
Sweet.
Yeah, but she must have like done something on the way home, because she's usually home by now.
She must have like died. That she must have like died or something.
Yeah, Greg. She must have gotten killed on the subway. That's great. That's great. Man, wouldn't that be great? Thanks, Greg.
Do you want to text her really quick?
No. She's safe. I trust her. The city's not as dangerous as I
thought. Are you sure?
At least the places that we go. We did go to one train station where a random passerby threw a fucking traffic cone at her head.
Fuck? For
that
what?
That was crazy. For no reason. No, he was just walking by. He just looked angry. And then we turn around. Boom. Right in the head.
Dude. When I visited New York for the first time, I think I've been there twice. I was in Times Square. And you know those people that like try to sell you shit? It's like a pamphlet or whatever. I was putting my earphones in. And I wasn't listening to music. I just wanted to look like I was. So I was walking past a guy who was selling like a pamphlet or something. And he goes, excuse me, man. He was super nice about it. And he goes, excuse me, do you want to buy this for me? I'm like, blah, blah, I'm trying to blah, blah, blah. And I ignore him. I just walk by. And 10 seconds go by and he just yells out at the top of his lungs, well, then fuck you.
Wow.
Damn, and dude, that's rare. Was like, oh fuck, dude, this is New York, baby.
I feel like that's rare. I feel like they're so used to people ignoring them, they wouldn't burst out like that. You must have like given him a look. You must have sneered.
I think that might have been it. Or like he could hear that I was not listening to any music. I don't know. But it was so funny. That's my New York story, if I had one at all.
That's great, man. If you ever move here, that will be normal like every other week.
That's dope. I do have another thing on the bucket list where like I want to live in New York for at least 6 months. I don't know when, but I fucking love. I saw Beetlejuice before it left the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw Beetlejuice. I don't know if you watch a lot of plays and musicals.
I am not that into them.
Yeah. You know what? That made sense. We went to musicals, and I get the vibe you weren't liking it. You were there for the hot guys.
The hot guys. Like, there weren't enough hot guys in musicals. They're all too skinny for me.
Would you call me?
Skinny? Or what? Are you in musicals? Twig? I mean, dude, I'm skinny as hell, too. I can't speak.
You know what's weird? So at Spangles, you know Spangles in Topeka?
Oh, yeah.
They'll fucking give you at the drive-thru an alcohol. Oh, yeah. And yet they fucking can't legalize weed.
Let's know what?
Fucking keep going. They're annoying.
The red state next door, Missouri, it's fucking recreational. And yet they're like, women are not like people in that state too. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, like it's a super conservative state. And yet recreational weed is just, it just showed up after I left.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if you need your fix, head over to Kansas City for a day or two.
That is true. Like I do buy like some edibles in Topeka, but I talk shit about Topeka, and I used to, that means for a while I was just talking about shit about Kansas, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, no, there's a lot of places in Kansas. Missouri, Lawrence, those are all very cool places. I just didn't like Topeka.
Missouri is in Missouri.
Huh?
Not Kansas.
Oh shit! It's the next door. You're right. Fuck. Oh my god.
Do you mean Kansas City?
Like I said, dude, I was homeschooled. All right.
It's all that soggy bread keeping your brain.
That's why my body looks like this. I was just eating bread, my life, and water. Thank you guys for listening to Zach and me. Talk shit. Is there any messages you want to give to the people of the about 12 people that listen?
What the podcast is called? Whipsnap, right?
Whipsnap.
Don't forget, folks out there, when you're feeling down, just give yourself a little whip and a snap, and you'll feel better. Peace out, homies.
All right.